Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. During the first two segments, we heard from both health and school officials about the local response and activities taking place in response to coronavirus. And during our final segment today, we're going to talk a little bit about the business impact. And we're joined by the telephone by Cole Prisabella, who is the Director of Innovation and Business Assistance for Tuolumne County. Cole, thanks so much for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, BJ.
Well, I know this has been a challenging time and a time of uncertainty for a lot of local businesses in the county. You know, what are some of the things that you have been working on in your position as Director of Innovation and Business Assistance?
Right, this has been a pretty interesting and kind of hard time for a lot of businesses in our community, especially if you're in the tourism industry. And so what we've been doing is making sure that businesses have all the resources they need to kind of weather this storm. So we've been talking a lot about the economic SBA relief loans. We've been talking about what the state's doing. There's some tax credits available. How do businesses deal with the sick leave pay that has kind of changed in the legislature? And locally also, we've been working on some maps with businesses to show what their modified services are. We've talked about a webinar that will be coming up on March 31st on Tuesday, and working really to make sure that the federal government, the state government, knows that they need to consider and think about Tuolumne County during this time.
You know, are there programs available? I know there are for businesses that are impacted.
Right. So the one that we're talking about the most right now, because it's the one that is for sure, and we're waiting to see what happens to the economic stimulus. And so the SBA economic relief loan is available for businesses to pay their debts, payroll, other bills. And during our webinar on Tuesday, we can also discuss the terms, the rates, and the details. For those that are listening that are really interested, they can go to sba.gov/disaster. for more information, but to also fill out an application now.
Then the federal stimulus package in Washington, D.C., again, do you anticipate over the days ahead you'll learn a little bit more about if that could have a benefit for the local businesses?
Absolutely. And on Tuesday, to repeat about the webinar, we will have someone who is an expert or knows a lot more than I do when it comes to the economic stimulus bill, and we'll have all of the details for kind of really what does that mean for businesses and what opportunities does it provide.
You know, what is the specific details about this webinar? You know, when does it take place? How do you take part? And who's going to be all the speakers?
Sure. So the webinar will be on Tuesday, March 31st at 10 a.m. It should last about an hour, hour and a half. We'll cover economic stimulus legislation, SBA relief loans, state economic relief and loan funding, and free business consulting. In addition, our Tuolumne County Public Health will do an update on the current situation as of Tuesday the 31st, as well as some business guidance. And you can register via an online link that will be provided to My Motherload. You can also find it at social media for the County of Tuolumne.
Is this for anybody in the county, or is it primarily for business owners?
Well, it's open to the public, so anyone absolutely can register and listen, but the information is definitely geared for business owners.
Are there some other common questions that you're getting asked during this time of uncertainty?
Some of the common questions are from the public and businesses, what are the non-essential and the essential businesses, and what are modified services versus to-go? And so one of the things that we're doing is with a map that we provided via the Tuolumne County website, and you can also visit it via our social media. It allows people to see kind of what are those modified services so that they can find out how they can support our local businesses while still also following the rules of the mandates for shelter in place.
We did a story earlier in the week on radio on My Motherload about Kinematic making some equipment to help with the COVID-19 response. Is that something that you've been helping with as well?
Yeah, so I've been in touch and making sure I know what's going on with the Kinematic and assisting where I can. And right now, the last I heard, they are still looking for a few more individuals. So if a community member is qualified and would like to be considered, you should visit Kinematic's website for a direct link to an Indeed application portal, or if a community member has an Indeed application on their phone, they can go directly through there.
We've got a couple of minutes left on Motherload Views for this weekend. Anything else that's be a benefit to get out to the public at this time?
Yeah, what I really want to say is I'm so proud of Tuolumne County, and we live in such an amazing community full of support. We're currently working with 30 different business organization board members, the city administrator. We're all taking time to make calls to business, proactively sharing resources and information, and it's really inspiring for me to see so many of our community business leaders to really be active in making sure that those small businesses that are in our community feel like they know we're thinking about them and we're there for them and we have resources to help them.
And if anybody wants to reach out to you directly or has a question, a local business leader, you know, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Anyone in the public or any business can always reach me at 209-288-4030.
All right. Well, we thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to your webinar coming up next week.
Thank you so much, BJ.
And again, that was Cole Prisabilla, the Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting us up to speed on what's happening on the local economic front, also plugging us a webinar that's coming up next week for anyone in the community who wants to tune in and also find out what's happening when it comes to local programs and the impact potentially of the federal stimulus package that has been just passed in Washington, D.C. And earlier on this weekend's Motherlode Views, we heard from Dr. Eric Sergenko, who is the Interim Public Health Officer for Tuolumne County. He also serves as health officer in Mariposa County. And Kathy Parker, the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, getting us up to speed on all things education when it comes to students and schools in Tuolumne County. If you missed this show, you can find it archived on MyMotherLode.com. And a reminder to check MyMotherLode.com and this station. We'll continue to bring you the latest information when it comes to the coronavirus response. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're planning a similar show, also going to be focusing on the local response to COVID-19. We'll have additional guests and different groups from different organizations or government agencies to get us up to speed on what's happening locally when it comes to the response. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. We'll see you back next week on Motherlode Views. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.